Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is coming to us live from New York City. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're good. I hope you had a great Friday. I hope you're all set and ready for the weekend. If not, let me help you out just a little bit. I'll be with you for one more hour, okay? Just me, you, and all the other people listening all across the country, all across North America. Today started in a weird way. Let's try not to end it in a weird way. Let's try. Anyway, this show gets started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, every single weekday. You can call up. You can participate. 855-212-4227. You hit me up online. I am at JR Sport Brief. Right now, we got a game in action. The New York Knicks trying to close out the Pacers. This should be a close one. The Knicks leading 22-20. 25-20. Now, excuse me, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. This game is going to be over when I'm gone, but we'll keep you up to date as long as I'm here throughout the course of the hour. We have had a busy show. We've talked NFL, we've talked NBA, we've talked streaming services. We even talked the Las Vegas Aces. The Aces, each one of the Las Vegas Aces, the team that just won the WNBA championship, Las Vegas Tourism Authority is giving each of its players $100,000. And they don't have to do nothing. Just show up to work. Not bad, right? And speaking of showing up to work, this is the big story from earlier today. Scottie Scheffler, the number one golfer in the world, the man just won the Masters, the man, he and his wife just had a baby. This man was on his way to work. And no, he didn't make $100,000. He's going to make millions if he wins this PGA championship in Kentucky. This man was driving to the golf course this morning. And unfortunately, there was a fatal accident, just snarling traffic. I think here in the majority of the South, it was raining. I know out in Houston, they had bad storms. It was nasty in Kentucky this morning. That's why there was an accident, probably. Unfortunately, God rest that individual's soul who's now deceased. But Scottie Scheffler apparently had an incident with a cop. The cop was telling him one thing, and I guess Scheffler interpreted as, hey, yeah, go ahead and turn in. Yeah, go ahead and turn into the golf course through the VIP entrance. Except for the cop says, I was telling him to stop, and he didn't listen. The cop allegedly held on to the car. The cop is now injured with pain, swelling, and bruises because he didn't listen. And somehow he got dragged by the car. I thought you'd have to latch on to get dragged, but what do I know? This is where the story gets interesting. Listen to Jeff Darlington, who did an excellent job chronicling all of this at 6 a.m. This is courtesy of ESPN.
Entering Valhalla Golf Club this morning, we witnessed a car pull around us that was Scottie Scheffler was in the car. To be very clear about the details here, Scottie Scheffler has been detained by police officers, placed in the back of a police vehicle in handcuffs after he tried to pull around what he believed to be security, ended up being police officers. They told him to stop. When he didn't stop, the police officer attached himself to the vehicle. Scheffler then traveled another 10 yards before stopping the car. The police officer then grabbed at his arm, attempting to pull him out of the car before Scheffler eventually opened the door, at which point the police officer pulled Scheffler out of the car, pushed him up against the car, and immediately placed him in handcuffs. Scheffler was then walked over to the police car, placed in the back in handcuffs, very stunned about what was happening, looked toward me as he was in those handcuffs and said, please help me. He very clearly did not know what was happening in the situation. It moved very quickly, very rapidly, very aggressively. He was detained in that police vehicle for approximately 20 minutes. The police officers at that point did not understand that Scottie Scheffler was a golfer in the tournament, nor, of course, that he is the number one player in the world.
Well, how about this? We don't need to worry about it too much because Jeff Darlington actually posted video of the cop telling him it don't matter what's going on. He's getting arrested. He's going to jail. Listen to this video that Darlington took as well.
What do we do? I'm saying, look,
Here's the thing.
Right now, he's going to jail.
Okay.
Okay. He's going to jail, and it ain't nothing you can do about it. Period. There's nothing you can do about it.
Man, there comes a point in time where it's like, mind your business. You trying to save Scottie Scheffler, not me. What am I going to do? Hey, that's Scottie. Just say it's Scottie Scheffler. Scott, just do that. Trying to bargain with the officer, man. Just chill out. He told him, you want to get arrested too? Anyway, Scottie Scheffler showed up to work at 6 a.m., had an incident with a police officer, reportedly didn't obey the police officer, and gets arrested. The man is facing 4 charges. Second degree assault of an officer is a felony. Third degree criminal mischief. Reckless driving and disregarding traffic signals from an officer. Obviously, there was a misunderstanding here. Did he listen to the officer? Did he not understand the officer? I mean, if it's raining, if it's cloudy, if it's dark, if it's misty, I don't know. It's easy to mistake gold versus stop. Now, the part that I'm kind of tripped out about, and Hickey and I talked about this, is where does it stop? Like, you know, where does the dragging part come in? Was that exaggerated? Anyway, Scottie Scheffler arrested at 6 in the 6 o'clock hour. This man was supposed to start his second round at 8:48. He was booked at 7:28, and he was back on the course at 9:12 a.m. Hickey, what is Scottie Scheffler? What is he in, like third or fourth place right now at the end of the second round?
Top five.
Oh, my God. This man got arrested this morning, went to jail, got put in a jumpsuit, took a mugshot, and then went back to work. And is still one of the best golfers in the world. And he found time while he was behind bars to even prepare. He was like, well, you know, I guess if I'm going to be here, I don't know how long I'm going to be here, but I might as well prepare for work if they let me out, even though I've been charged with a felony. What a life of privilege, right? Scottie Scheffler, after having an amazing day on the course, you would think that, hey, I got arrested. I suck today. Not him. Scottie Scheffler spoke to the media. He was asked to describe his day, and this is what he said.
I don't really know. I feel like my head's still spinning. I can't really explain what happened this morning. I did spend some time stretching in a jail cell. That was a first for me. You know, that was part of my warm-up. I was just sitting there waiting, and, you know, I started going through my warm-up. I felt like there was a chance I may be able to still come out here and play, and so I started going through my routine. I tried to get my heart rate down as much as I could today, but like I said, you know, I still feel like my head's spinning a little bit, but, yeah, I was fortunate to be able to make it back out and play some golf today.
So, Hickey, does he drive himself to the golf course tomorrow? Or does somebody drive him?
No. Whatever you got to do, a friend, a coach, another golfer, you can drive yourself tomorrow. That's for sure.
He didn't get a DUI. He just dragged the police off. Well, that's still bad. Anyway. That wasn't a joke for the police out there. I'm just saying. He didn't get a DUI. That's what they say. Like, what, Hickey, they got so many of these cliches. I can't keep. Click it, ticket. That's for your seatbelt, right?
Yes.
What's the one for drunk driving? Do it something, get pulled over. What is it?
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't drive high or drive high, get a DUI. That's it.
That's the world we live in now. It just can't be about alcohol. It has to be about smoking, too. I get it.
And it has to rhyme, so we remember it.
It has to rhyme. I've seen these boards on the highways. You know they have it. They got these funny one-liners. I'm like, why are you telling me jokes about drunk driving not to do it and these clever puns and you want me to drive? Don't put that up there. We don't need that on the highway. Scottie Scheffler continued on. Oh, you thought he was done speaking to the media? Scottie Scheffler said, I was behind bars and I saw myself on TV.
When I was sitting in like the holding server, there was a TV there and I could see myself on the TV on ESPN and it was Get Up was on. And so in the corner, it showed the time and it said they were delayed. And I was kind of thinking about my tee time. I was like, well, maybe, you know, I could be able to get out. You know, the officers downstairs had, you know, they were discussing how long it was going to take me to get released. You know, obviously you have to go through all the due process and everything. And, you know, I was able to kind of see a bit of the TV and, you know, then I laid down and then I started to stretch a little bit once I got my heart rate down a little bit.
It was tough in there. He had to bring his heart rate down. He said he was shaking for a while. And I get it. If you've never been arrested, you're in shock, right? This is a number one golfer in the world. He's just going to work. We don't know if he was disrespectful to a police officer or whether he just misunderstood. We don't know. I wasn't there. And then the cherry on top, the question of them all. Did you just play the best round of your life, given that you just came from behind bars?
As far as best rounds of my career, I would say it was pretty good. You know, I definitely never imagined ever going to jail, and I definitely never imagined going to jail the morning before one of my tee times, for sure. But like I said, I was grateful to be able to go out there and compete.
Wow. Hickey, he's gonna win the tournament, right?
He is, and I wonder what Jim Nantz is gonna say. You know, he always has some like cliche or pun,
right,
that he tries to say with the winner.
Let's think
about
this.
Work in a jail pun, you think?
No, but maybe. Let's think about this. Scottie Scheffler just won the Masters. He won his second Masters. He's the top golfer in the world. It's like every tournament he basically wins or he's at the top of it. Could you imagine, I don't know, could you imagine Nikola Jokic getting arrested on the way to the Pepsi Center or whatever the hell they call it now? Could you imagine that?
Patrick Mahomes behind bars before the AFC title game and comes out, throws four touchdowns.
Yeah. Who's baseball? Ohtani.
Oh,
right?
My goodness.
Well, Ohtani.
Yeah.
Ohtani has a driver, right? He has to have a driver.
I would hope so.
They speak English?
Well,
the last time he trusted a guy didn't speak English, he robbed him.
You're right.
Today is Shohei Ohtani Day in Los Angeles?
What does that mean?
They gave him a day. It's, you know, the proclamation. They give you the proclamation to hang in your house and, you know.
Wait, the Dodgers did this or the city of L.A.?
No, the city.
The city of L.A. said today is Shohei Ohtani Day?
Yeah. You're gonna fight it? You don't agree?
Well, yeah. I mean, what did he do? He didn't win a World Series with the Dodgers or the Angels.
The Japanese two-way superstar was honored at L.A. City Hall on Friday and presented with a city council resolution that declared May 17th as Shohei Ohtani Day for the duration of his Dodgers career.
What? So if he goes back to the Angels, does that mean that day is discontinued?
They're in Anaheim. Who cares, right?
What?
Okay.
What?
Okay, Ohtani, through a translator, said, thank you very much to the L.A. City Council. I appreciate you recognizing me on this day. I want to thank the Dodger organization as well and all of the fans. There's no specific reason as to why he was granted a day.
I mean, I know that today's the 17th, which is his number, but, like, you could also do that any month, I guess, if you wanted to.
He was honored. Okay. Member, okay. Da, 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 da.
Is he a key to the city? Probably, right?
I know they give him that fancy piece of paper, right?
What are we doing?
I don't know. I don't know why they. I don't know.
Shohei Ohtani Day now every May 17th.
As long as he's a Dodger, will be Shohei Ohtani Day.
What if he chokes in the playoffs?
It doesn't matter.
What if he goes 4-for-45 in the postseason? Dodgers lose in like the second round. Are we going to be celebrating Shohei Ohtani Day next year? I know you're far removed, but still.
Who remembers these days anyway? Nobody.
Also true.
Nobody remembers.
That is bizarre.
I'm not going to name names, but I know some athletes that have days named after them, and the only person who remembers it is them. You know, wow. Who cares?
Can we name any names here? Anyone we know? I don't want to get you in trouble. Okay. We won't get you. We'll just use our imagination.
No, there's nobody.
Well, I know there's no Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky?
You sure?
99? I guess you can do September 9th, maybe?
Oh, well, not off of his jersey number.
Well, isn't that how you're going to do a day?
It doesn't have to be the jersey number. Other significance, right? I don't know. I don't have one. I don't want one. If it doesn't come with money, I don't want one. Not interested.
No, you don't want a JR Sport Brief day?
No. Don't care. Don't care.
That'd be kind of cool.
I'd rather receive love every day. I don't need no stinking day for it. Treat me good every day. I don't need no holiday. Don't need none of that. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What you think Scotty Scheffler's eating? He having a steak, right? He's treating dinner tonight like it's his last meal. It's not going to be, but he was behind those bars, and now he's having the best of meals.
What do you think that jail sandwich was? And that's 6 a.m.
The same thing they cook you or make you at a elementary school?
Is it like a breakfast sandwich? Is it just like ham and cheese?
You are being too kind.
Here's a ham and cheese sandwich at 6 a.m., Scotty?
Yes. Here are two pieces of white bread. Here is a slice of yellow American cheese. Here is some dry ham that's 3-5 days old. And there is no mayonnaise, and it is wrapped in cellophane. Yeah.
You know what? Maybe take the under on his round tomorrow. I'm sure his stomach either tonight or tomorrow morning is going to be an absolute mess.
He said he ate the sandwich. He said he ate it. He ate it.
Now, if he's superstitious, I mean, maybe not go to jail again tomorrow morning, but do you at least try to eat the sandwich again?
What are you going to do, make it at home?
Do you go to jail and say, hey, can I just sit in here and stretch for like a little bit?
Nah, that's too much.
You know, some athletes that are superstitious, they would say, man.
I got to go back to jail.
I got to go back and play my best round in my life.
Like, who was she, Rice of the Chiefs? Like, hey, there are some. There are some. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, help me out. Help me and Hickey out. Are there any athletes out there? Do we have any career criminals that are athletes? I mean, Scotty Scheffler, not exactly O.J. Simpson. But there has to be somebody that just can't stay out of trouble. Nobody's coming to mind. Right? I know Antonio Brown has had his issues. I don't think he's been locked up recently. Anyway, the phone lines are open. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, I'll give you an update on the Knicks and the Pacers. And then we got another basketball game tomorrow. How about this? The Dallas Mavericks, they can go out there and eliminate the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then at the end of the show, I'm going to give you a bunch of things that took place this day in sports history besides Shohei Ohtani Day. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, welcome to my house party. Welcome to my house party. Anyway, I need to welcome you somewhere else, to Wendy's. Because Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is here to satisfy your sweet morning cravings. Get your day off to a sweet start with Cinnabon Pull-Apart, only at participating U.S. Wendy's. NASCAR's All-Star Weekend is here. North Wilkesboro Speedway plays host to 19 drivers trying to chase down Kyle Larson, who is the defending champ and only active racer with multiple All-Star race victories. He's one short of tying Jimmy Johnson for the most All-Star victories in NASCAR history. Phone lines open if you want to give me a holler, 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about Scottie Scheffler. The man was arrested this morning on his way to the golf course. We're going to find out what's going to happen. Guy walked into jail with a felony and four charges and walked out and played golf. No bail. Just walked out. They're like, he's going to show back up to his arraignment, which is going to be on Tuesday. Maybe he'll win the whole damn tournament and then have to be arraigned on Tuesday. What a wild world that we live in. Anyway, this is not no OJ stuff. OJ Simpson, he's no longer here with us. OJ wishes he had it this good, right? They had to try him twice. This is what I think will happen. Scottie Scheffler will get a slap on the wrist, pay a fine. I don't know, maybe have to do some community service in Louisville. Just probably write a check. Nobody will care after that. And maybe the police officer will sue for something. Maybe he's like, Scottie Scheffler, I can get some money out of him. Problem solved. Everything will just go away, right? Right. Likely. Also, on the basketball side, the New York Knicks are in action right now in Indianapolis. You got to love it when the other basketball team showed up. Oh, hey, Hickey, we found Rex. We found him.
I can give him a call now if you're good to go. I don't think he was in jail, safe to say.
He didn't get arrested?
No, thankfully no. He did not go all the way and try to basically follow in Scotty's footsteps.
Yeah, let's get Rex Hoggard on from the Golf Channel. We'll talk to Rex in a second. I thought he got arrested too. The New York Knicks are leading the Pacers 41-39 right now. About 7 minutes left here in the game. The New York Knicks, I appreciate them. They showed up to the arena in black. Everybody had on black. Nothing fancy, no fashion show, all business. And for a soft team like the Pacers, finish them. Tyrese Halliburton has 6 points so far here in this game. The New York Knicks trying to close out the series against a team that's just way too damn soft. Knick fans in the arena letting everybody know about it as well. Oh, by the way, there's another basketball game tomorrow. There's a lot of basketball. Tomorrow we have the Mavericks and the OKC Thunder. Mavericks are trying to get them the hell up on out of here. And then Boston Celtics just sitting around waiting to see what happens between these Pacers and the New York Knicks. Dante DiVincenzo helping to lead the way for the New York Knicks so far tonight. As the Knicks try to finish this off. What is this? Welcome to live radio, people. Dante DiVincenzo, 12 points. Miles McBride, 15. Jalen Brunson, the star, the finisher, supposed to be. Still early in the game, we got another half. Jalen Brunson not having the best of games. He has 5 points on 2 of 9 shooting. And we've identified Rex. Rex Hoggard is here with us from the Golf Channel. Hey, Rex, how you doing, man? You good?
I'm good. Thanks for your patience. It's been a bit of a day.
I know it was a bit of a day. It started off with one arrest, and I was afraid that you were next, man. I'm glad that you're good.
You know what? You laugh about that, but there was a moment today when I was kind of trying to weave through traffic out there on that busy road where I thought, maybe I'm the next one.
No, we don't want that, Rex. Well, we know it was a weird day, so we thank you for the time. What was the weirdest part of the day? It was like were you on call all day? Everybody's just checking what's going on, especially in the morning?
Yeah, I mean, it just started in the strangest of ways. I actually got a call from one of my bosses just after 7 a.m., and I couldn't even bluff my way through it. You know how that usually works when your boss calls and asks, are you ready? And you have no idea what they're talking about, but you say, yeah, sure, I'm ready. I had to be honest. Like, you're going to have to catch me up. And once I started seeing the reports, I thought it was fake news. Because if you told me there's 156 players in the field here at the PGA Championship, and you told me one of them got arrested because he got in some sort of altercation with a police officer, Scottie Scheffler would have been my 156th pick. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why that is, but the most important one is I don't know anybody, not just as a professional golfer, just as a person that is more relaxed, more laid back, more confident in himself, and more comfortable in his own skin than Scottie Scheffler.
Rex Hoggard is here with us from the Golf Channel. You're out there in Kentucky on the course. Everything that we read and see is it's one way in and one way out. Can you help us better understand, was this a misunderstanding? Is this an aggressive officer? I mean, it's early, it's raining, it's dark. What do you think? Nobody knows for sure, but based on what you know about the space, what do you surmise?
I think Scotty's comment about it, where I think he called it a big misunderstanding, is probably a good place to start, but it's obviously much more complicated than that. And as you pointed out, there's just one main road coming into Valhalla, and it's called Shelbyville Road. And it's a two-lane road, but there's a turning lane in the middle. So the way the traffic pattern has worked all week long is one of those lanes has been dedicated for shuttle buses and tour players and caddies and officials to avoid the traffic that's obviously going to be there. Well, this morning, there was a horrific and tragic car accident that was right in front of it. And so they had closed traffic in both directions. In normal circumstances, Scotty Scheffler or any other tour player trying to weave their way through traffic to make a tee time is 100% understandable. I mean, it happens at every tour event almost every single week. This particular time, I think tensions were high because I just explained there was a person who was killed this morning in a car accident about an hour before this, nothing to do with Scotty Scheffler. And I think police were on high alert, and Scotty didn't realize what was going on. And there was a moment where I think the officer probably had enough and tried to, you know, get Scotty to stop. And I think there probably was some sort of brush, and we ended up with him in jail on four charges.
Yeah, Rex, and this part, and thank you for the clarity there. The part that I don't understand is from the police perspective. And I understand if you don't have an answer. They said that this officer was attached himself to the vehicle. He was moved 10 yards. What did he grab onto, a spoiler or window? Like, what is your understanding, if any?
Just basically what I read in the police report. So I'm going to go off that. And of course, Scotty Scheffler has had a statement about his side of what happened out there. I think Jeff Darlington, the reporter with ESPN, who just did phenomenal work on this, he saw it firsthand this morning and worked all day long. I just saw him as he was leaving the golf course. I think he did a really good job of explaining it. And that I think what happened is Scotty did not realize that the officer wanted him to stop, and he kept going. And I think there probably was, at one point, I don't want to call it a collision, but maybe he clipped him with a car is the best way of saying it. But he was dragged, is what it says in the police report. So there's a lot that's going to have to get sorted out on this. I wish I had more answers for you.
I hear that. Well Rex, thank you for the time. Tell us about some things that actually took place on the course today.
Xander Schauffele is playing phenomenal golf right now. You look at the leaderboard, and they didn't actually finish up the second round. They'll have to get it finished in the morning. But it's funny. We spent the whole first 2 months of the season talking about asking where are the stars, because you didn't see the stars rising to the top. This week, we have nothing but stars. I think it's phenomenal. Scotty Scheffler, after everything that we just talked about, came out and put himself right into contention, shot a second consecutive 66. You have Bryson DeChambeau, who is always entertaining and always makes things better. He's right there in the mix. When you separate what happened this morning, the tragic accident, which was terrible, what happened to Scotty Scheffler, which was baffling. If you separate all that out, it was a really fun day at the PGA Championship.
Now, Rex Hoggard is here with us from the Golf Channel. How about this? Tiger Woods is out there on the course, and he's not getting the same amount of attention. How about that, huh, Rex?
I have to be honest with you. Over the course of my career, if you'd have told me that someone had to remind me that Tiger was in the event and that he was playing, which is what happened this afternoon, I would have told you that's never going to happen. But it kind of shows you how crazy today was. I did think it was interesting, and go back to the Masters when it comes to Tiger Woods. And this is less about his game right now. Clearly, he struggled today. He missed the cut. And that has everything to do with his body. Just won't allow him to do what he needs to do to prepare to play golf. And I keep going back to the idea that in his prime, when he was doing magical things, we just thought he showed up week in and week out and just did it, just blinked. It just happened. And that now I think all of us need to realize that's not the way it was. Like the work, the effort, everything he put into it behind the scenes when he wasn't at tournaments is why he was able to do great things when he showed up at the tournaments, and his body just won't allow him to do that now.
Yeah, we know. He showed up with a new goatee. Maybe he shaves it next time. I don't know.
Yeah, he said he was lazy. I think he's just like the rest of us on that front. I'd just rather not shave.
Oh, yeah. I've had a beard for quite some time. I ain't got no time to shave. Rex Hoggard is here with us from the Golf Channel. Final question for you. I know you got a long day ahead of you tomorrow and a short night. Is Scotty Scheffler going to, like, finish this story? He going to win it all over the weekend?
I would not be surprised, and it would be such an amazing story. But let's keep in mind, if you took out the fact that he and his wife celebrated the birth of their first child last week, if you took out, obviously, what happened today, he would still be the clear favorite. And my guess is, I haven't looked, but it still is the clear favorite. He's in a category by himself. There's a reason why he's won four of his last five starts. Now, Xander's going to make it very, very difficult for him, and certainly the distraction of today can't help. But I still have him on top of my list.
And nothing like a good old jail stretch. So we'll see how he fares over the rest of the weekend. Well, Rex, thank you so much for the time. Where can people follow you and all of your work with the Golf Channel?
Check it out on X, at Rex Hoggard GC, and then everything on NBCSports.com.
Hey, appreciate you, man. Get some rest. I know these days are long as hell, okay?
Thanks. Appreciate you.
My man Rex Hoggard joining us from the Golf Channel. Yeah, Scotty Scheffler's going to end up winning this tournament. He's going to be arraigned. He's just going to pay some money for this to go away, and all is done with the world. That's it. That's it. Not me or you. If I got arrested, come on now, I would still be in there. I'd be trying to, hey, bail. Hey, this is where you get the money. I got it's right there. Just come back. Not Scotty Scheffler. I wonder if they're going to, well, he is going to be ushered around tomorrow. Doesn't have to drive. He's never going to drive to another tournament again. Going to win another Masters next year. He's living a life. He's going to joke about this. He's going to joke about this at dinner with his friends and family. And I don't know, maybe tonight. It's like, oh, yeah, I got arrested. And I still won. Ain't nothing glamorous about this, man. We'll find out. He could be at fault, wholly at fault. He still won't get punished. I'm almost certain I would bet on that one. It's tough to bet on the Knicks and the Pacers. As a matter of fact, when we come back, I'm going to get to your calls. And then I'll give you a couple of things that took place this day in sports history. And I'm going to get the hell out of here. The phone lines, you want to call me, 855-212-4227.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, Hickey, this is what Scotty Scheffler is listening to tonight? Oh, my God. This is what he's going to roll up to in the golf course tomorrow?
How Whoa. Great would that be? If he rolls in windows down with this blasting?
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Yo, they'd arrest him just because.
He was the same cop is outside the entrance tomorrow waiting for him?
No, the same cop. No, he has to nurse his injuries. Come on now.
That's true. Oh, and you're also, did you see the damage done to his pants?
They said that the damage to his pants, what did they call it? What did they describe it?
I forget the word, but I know it's $80 worth of damage to the pants.
Yeah, his pants were not unretrievable. Basically, grandma can't stitch his pants back.
Unsalvageable?
Yeah, unsalvageable. Like grandma can't stitch his pants back together. It's wild. What a wild day. Never mind. Out of everybody to be arrested, a golfer? Come on. MMA fighter, baseball player, basketball player, football player. Not a golfer. A hockey player? Not a golfer. Come on. What's next? Oh, I can't make it. I'm just here living like you. 855-212-4227. Mike is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
As an avid golfer myself, Pinehurst has a situation which when the top golfers do not drive a vehicle. Why is he driving, mental preparing, and drilling himself up to get to the Phil, I don't know, but he's not going to come to the golf course driving by himself. It's going to change. Pinehurst don't let the first round golfers drive in the way they want to drive in. They come in by chauffeur driven. Not a limousine, but service. I don't know how it came up to be. But
yeah, well, guys, I've been to plenty of golf courses, too, with these events, man. Some guys. Mike, what are you doing? Slow down, Mike. What are you doing? You're just moving the phone around a lot of noise.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm moving the phone around. I'm getting comfortable for you.
Well, it's not. You're live on the radio. Just hold on a second. Thank you. We don't need to hear your show. It's okay.
Okay.
He drove. Not everybody. And Hickey and I talked about that. It's highly unlikely he drives tomorrow or into the future. But there are plenty of athletes and not just golfers. And I've been there. They got the fancy vehicles with the branding on the side. And it happens. But he drove. And I doubt he does it again. What else you got?
Well, I'm an avid golfer. What is he doing on a public road? There's a separate road to get to there. You know, I checked out Tiger Woods back in 2005. I played at Pinehurst. Okay. Those service roads that get to there, it's a crazy road setup. I mean, a few years ago, Tiger Woods was in an accident. The roads are set up differently in those different types of areas around the golf area. It's like 5 square miles of roads. But the officer was aggressive. And with him getting his mind set up to play the game, I mean, the adrenaline and his mind and his mental focus was not in clarity.
Mike, well, first, they're not at Pinehurst. They were in Kentucky.
No, I know they're in Kentucky. I'm just saying.
Mike, we just spoke with a gentleman from the Golf Channel who is there today. And he explained to us the road of which there is one way in and one way out. Also, earlier today, it was pretty much said and expressed by Scottie Scheffler and his attorney that Scottie Scheffler was following the directions to enter in to the golfer's entrance. And so I want to be very clear about the information that they shared as opposed to what you just said. And so also we don't know, Mike, and I want to say this. I don't know if the officer was being aggressive. You don't know if the officer was being aggressive. Because stop it. Here's a simple question, Mike. I have you on hold, and I just want you to answer this, and I think this puts finality to things. It's not if the officer does this or if Scottie Scheffler did that. Mike, here's a simple question. You ready for it, Mike?
Yeah.
Were you there?
No.
That's it. There's nothing else to say. Thank you, Mike, for calling from Maryland. You can't make a statement and say the officer was aggressive and then go, well, if. No, ain't no if. Were you there? No, and neither was I. You want to know who knows what happened? Unless they were both out of mind, out of body. Hickey, how do you say it?
Out of body experience.
Yeah. You got an out of body experience like I just had right now. They the only two that know what happened, man. I don't know. Mike from Maryland, he knows the roads. He knows the back roads. He knows if this would have happened. He knows the officer was. We don't know nothing, man. I just know that I'm here. 855-212-4227. Dan is here from Wisconsin. You are on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Dan, quickly, please.
Do you remember the story on Ron LaFleur? He played for the Tigers. He was in Jackson State Penitentiary. Billy Martin went and looked at him. They got him to get a day out of jail to try out for the Tigers when Martin managed Detroit. He made the team, but he was in Jackson State Penitentiary and then played 6-7 years in the major league.
Oh, hold on. Well, thank you, Dan. You got an echo there. Yeah, 7 years, not too bad. That was quite some time ago. Speaking of quite some time ago, it's time to go back in the day. A couple of things that took place this day in sports history.
Back. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
This day, May 17th in 1970, Hank Aaron hit his 3,000th hit. It was a single and a 7-6 loss to the Reds. Let's take a listen, courtesy of MLB.com.
Earlier in the season, the modest, imperturbable star of two cities, Milwaukee and now Atlanta, took dead aim on number 3,000. And Henry Aaron got it in Cincinnati, the first man ever to put 3,000 hits and 500 home runs together.
Well, this is a great feeling, really. You have to realize there have been so many great ball players that have played this game, and I'm speaking about guys, fellas like Ruth, Williams, and just to name a few of them that have played this game and haven't accomplished this feat. This is really great, really. I just feel overwhelmed, and I feel like I just feel like a newborn child.
Feel like a newborn child? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Let's go back. Well, this ain't all that damn long ago. How about Michael Jordan? This man's first pair of shoes. They were auctioned. They went out the door 4 years ago in 2020. Air Force One or Air Nike One trainers from 1985. They sold for a record $500,000, $60,000. Listen to this.
NBA legend Michael Jordan's first ever Air Jordan sneakers have fetched a record $560,000 in an online auction. Auction house Sotheby's said on Sunday the game-worn autograph sneakers from Jordan's rookie season were expected to sell for between $100,000 and $150,000. The auction coincided with the 35th anniversary of the Air Jordan brand and the screening of the 10-part ESPN documentary The Last Dance about Jordan's legendary run with the Chicago Bulls. Like most of Jordan's basketball shoes, the Air Jordan 1s, designed for him in 1985, are a mismatched pair in size 13 and 13.5. They were sold by collector Jordan Geller, the founder of the sneaker museum Shoezeum in Las Vegas.
$560,000. I don't want to pay $60 for shoes. I don't. Don't want to at all. Listen, folks, the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network is about to be over. Hickey, when are you on the air this weekend?
Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
And make sure you listen to Hickey. Saturday afternoons, you can catch me in New York City on WFAN, unless I'm minding my business. I'll be in New York tomorrow. Hey, right now, the New York Knicks losing to the Pacers at halftime. The Pacers lead 61-51. We got more basketball over the weekend. Let's see if this turns into a Game 7. We have Dallas trying to close out the Oklahoma City Thunder. But me, I'm closing out right now. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Hey, listen, have a good weekend. Be safe, be cool, be smooth. Try to avoid the Scottie Scheffler experience, okay? Have a good weekend. JR Sport Brief is done. I will catch you next Monday. Well, this Monday. It's 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Listen to Hickey. I'm leaving. I'm gone. But don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next. This is the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.